Rokan Joe with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right. I'm very honored to have David Storch with us.
Yes.
He is the chairman and CEO of AAR Corporation, which is a Chicago-based aviation services company. It provides aviation services to airlines and governments worldwide. It is one of the, over 5,000 employees, I believe, right?
Yes, correct.
Well, you know, the funny thing about AAR, and I know that you got this guy who works here, the G-Man. I used to work with him in radio. I don't know why you ever hired him, but he's
awesome.
He is one of the most awesome dudes I have ever met. And when he started to work for you, he, you know, goes out to some public relations stuff for you, and because you have job fairs and things like that.
Sure.
He was just in last week talking about a job fair. And to me, one of the things about AAR is that I don't think people understand. There are companies that are kind of quiet, and they're gigantic and they're important to an economy or a community, and do all these cool things in the world, and you never hear about them. And AAR is one of them here in Chicago, and it's one of those things that, because you're all over the world, right? You're putting. You basically, if something is going a little sideways or whatever, or you just regular maintenance on an airplane, those are your teams that are out there all over the world that are doing maintenance, regular maintenance at airports, or if governments have aviation needs around the world, you guys are there doing it, and it all comes from here. Who knew? Who knew?
It's true. You're a bit under the radar in some ways for your size and strength and what you're doing.
Sure.
So, but you're giving back, which is nice, because now, this is interesting. There is going to be Thursday night. Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking today is Wednesday. It's not.
Nope.
Prospective Charter Schools annual fundraising dinner at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And you are going to receive a Discipline Life Award from them. And what is interesting is your personal story here, too. Like, how a guy who has such responsibilities, and it's, again, when you think about aviation safety, aviation maintenance, and then the needs of governments, including military, to be able to be safe in theater when they're in theater, so much rides on you. We sit here and make the ha-has for 4 hours in the afternoon. You're making sure that millions of people in the air are safe. How big of a responsibility do you feel on your shoulders for that?
Yeah, it's a huge responsibility, and we as a company have paid lots of attention. We touch over 1,000 airplanes a year, so maintaining our aircraft, maintain customer aircraft to the highest degree of safety is critical to our company, and it's really one of our core principles as a company is assuring safety of flight. So we take that responsibility very seriously.
I mean, people, you know, when they get on airplanes, Either you're scared to death and you're worried about everything.
Right.
If the tray table isn't working properly, you're afraid the engine's going to fall off, or you just don't think about it at all, right?
And
that's true.
It is one of those areas where it's a big beast of a machine. There's a lot of things that go on there. It's very complicated, and it's very rigorous. What happens? Obviously, you know, you have the story about last week with Southwest, but aviation has become so incredibly safe, in part because of people like you.
Absolutely. So we consider ourselves a very valuable part of the aviation safety chain. And yes, it's people like us, and it's lots of people around the country and around the world, for that matter, who pay very close attention to all the different particulars that go into making flying safe. So yeah, it's very important.
And you're based in Wooddale.
Yeah, based in Wooddale.
And so, these are last time when the G-Man was on, he was telling us about how these are good jobs, and that you know, a lot of he was talking about how you can build up your resume of math and science, and what kinds of folks are you looking for?
Yeah, it's
in general?
Incredible how today, as we sit here, we probably could use another 500 people.
Gee.
And right, and these would be folks who are skilled or folks who are interested in learning a skill. So the aviation community, the aviation industry is growing. Flights here in the United States are as crowded as can be. So you go on an airplane and you'll see that, it's very rare that there's an empty seat.
Yes,
and the airlines are trying to figure out how to put more people in the sky. And so the demand for mechanics, for mm-hmm. maintenance mechanics, is as high as I can recall. And I've been doing this for 39 years.
Just don't make the seats any smaller.
Yeah, okay? Right.
I don't think he has anything to do with that.
I know he doesn't, but it's just putting that out there.
It is it is interesting, though, too, because you've got more planes. Like at O'Hare, they're doing this expansion because O'Hare still maintains its place in sort of the very top of numbers of flights, but because they're doing so many regional flights, and these regional planes have become really the workhorses of American aviation, right?
That's the
deal. And there's so many more of them,
right?
And so we want to make sure that they continue to be. Used to be like, you know, when you know we were younger, not even that long ago, a decade ago, 15 years ago. The regional jets started becoming more commonplace. But before that, it was prop planes, little planes. People didn't want to take little commuter flights. And now they do because you're getting on board an aircraft that feels like a real airplane.
Right, right. These are great airplanes. The regional jets that you're referring to are very popular. And they're supplemented by the narrow-body jets. So if you look at the Boeing company here, Chicago-based company, they're producing in excess of 50 737s per month, mm-hmm. and their competitor Airbus is producing a very similar quantity of A320 aircraft each month. So these are narrow-body airplanes. They're the workhorse of the industry, and they're the airplanes that we see the most in our facilities for maintenance.
Yeah. So let's all right, so people want to – we'll get back to your award here in a second because it's very well-deserved.
Yes,
but,
it is.
But, and a little bit about your story. But what? But if people want to apply for jobs, how do you? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best way is to reach out to our HR department. We're out there quite aggressively. Recently, we participated in an event at the United Center, which G-Man may have spoken with you about.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Right, to go after specifically.
Do we have to call him G-Man? I guess we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
he likes
even,
it.
Even, at, a, even at a respectable you know, business, right. One of these, I mean, this is a great corporation. They still have a guy. They go, hey, G-Man.
Serious, smart people, but they need a G-Man.
Yeah, he is the G-Man.
Everybody's got to have one.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody got to have a radio guy in your company. That makes it so much better. Right. So if just go on your website, yeah. Right? AAR's
yeah.
website.
Yeah, and show up at some of these events that we host. So in this particular event at the United Center, we're looking to make ourselves available to ex-military folks. So we employ approximately 1,200 retired vets, mm-hmm. and there's more out there that could use jobs. So we're looking for ways to make ourselves available to these folks.
And there's a lot of folks that get trained, obviously, by the military
Absolutely.
In this kind of stuff, and maintenance and aircraft maintenance specifically. But also, if people don't have an experience in that, you have a training program.
Absolutely, yeah. We're very involved in providing training. We're zeroing in on, and one you refer to Perspectives Charter Schools, and we're trying to make a difference here in the inner city and make ourselves available to folks you know who are otherwise maybe doing menial jobs. We're trying to convince them that, you know, these are respectable jobs, and why not learn a trade and
yeah,
a skill? And
respectable jobs are great jobs. They pay really well.
They've done such a good job there at Perspectives. Also, I know it's fairly new. It's been around a few years, but they have a 95% college acceptance rate.
Yeah,
and their graduates have been doing amazing things, getting scholarships, doing well in their grades, and moving on with their lives. So it's nice that you're there for them on the other end with the job.
Absolutely.
What do you think as a high-functioning executive, and I know there's a lot of stress, as we've pointed out. I mean, there's a lot on your shoulders here because, you know, literally the lives of millions of people are in your hands, mm-hmm. right, as a result of what you do. What is the discipline that you think is the most important to you to be effective as a leader?
Well, of course, in the aviation industry, you've pointed out the job number one is safety of flight. And safety of flight requires a rigorous process. So the discipline that we must follow as a company is very critical. And I believe our leaders have to show discipline to make sure that discipline shows through with our employees. And you may have noticed that Forbes magazine here just recently recognized us as one of the best companies to work for in America, with companies over 1,000 employees. And that's because making sure our folks, our people, are very focused on the same things that we are as leaders is very critical to making certain that these airplanes, you know, fly perfectly safe.
Mm-hmm. Keeping everybody going in the same direction. That is so hard.
Absolutely.
It's hard in any business. That's the job of managers. That's when Wall Street looks at companies to invest in, they often look at the management teams and they want to see that there's a line of people all following another line of people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
So we have a purpose statement, and it's very specific, and it's really about connecting people and connecting, making sure that we play our role in making certain that airplanes fly safely from point A to point B. So this is very important.
And everybody understands a very central. Your whole business model is that, and everybody's just got to. Everything falls from that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Exactly.
Right behind that.
Yeah, exactly. And we want the best people doing great things every day.
And how did you get connected to Perspectives Charter Schools in the first place?
Yeah, so a couple of my close associates, one of our board members plus one of my employees, was very much involved in Perspectives. One of our board members is the chairman of the board, and he introduced me to Perspectives around 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we looked at ways that we could be helpful. And one, of course, is financially, and that's an easy one. But mm-hmm. the tougher one is getting more engaged and involved in the students' lives. Mm-hmm. And we run a mentoring program every year. We bring in 11 students, that are 11th graders, and we spend time with them, and we open up their eyes to what the possibilities might be in industry like aviation. But they otherwise may not have even seen an airplane. And we charter these luxury buses, and we bring them to our facility in Indianapolis in the past. And now that we have one in Rockford, we'll be bringing them to Rockford so they can, in many cases, get on an airplane for the first time in their lives.
And what a great boon that is to Rockford and Winnebago County and that whole area, mm-hmm. because that's a gigantic, and that's a great air facility up there. That's a great airport.
Yeah,
and
it's amazing.
To have your facility there, I mean, that's a town that has really needed economic development for 50 years now, that, you know, since the fastening industry kind of moved abroad.
Right.
And that is a, it's a great thing that you
And the City Fathers row have been phenomenal. I mean, they understand the importance that somebody like us brings to the community, and they've been great. They put up a technical school right next to our facility. And
where some of these kids can get trained.
Absolutely.
Young people can get trained.
Absolutely. Right? Otherwise, they might be choosing other things to do, and this is a very productive way to spend
time. I see the gala chair are Ron and Fifi Levin.
Don't know them, or you do?
Oh, yeah. They are some of the finest of Chicagoans doing this.
It's all good people.
And Ron and Fifi are my brother and sister-in-laws.
Oh.
Oh my
what gosh. Is Fifi doing with Ron? That's what I would like to know. I think everybody who knows the two of them, I ask the exact same question, but that's what it is.
Yeah, they do great stuff with their Invest for Kids, which is a phenomenal
amazing.
Program.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thanks Ron's for what great. You're doing in the community as well.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. And congratulations on the success of AAR. Keep it up. David Storch, Chairman and CEO of AAR. And if you're looking for a good paying job in Northern Illinois or in Central Indiana as well, if you went in North Central Indiana or Central Indiana, check out AAR. All right. We have got right now Judy telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.